11 days after he announced he tested positive for the coronavirus, President Trump is leaving the White House today for a campaign rally in Florida. Across the Sun Belt, his advantage with women, seniors, and suburban voters is eroding, and Democrats like Damian Preciado see an opportunity. Preciado is a vice chair of Arizona's Democratic Party who says Biden is poised to pick up independents and moderate Republicans in this traditionally right-of-center state.
Has Trump taken such an extreme position that anyone center-right finds themselves left of center by 0.1 degrees, 100%. And his behavior has shifted that margin. And that's, he has no one to blame but himself.
If the polls are right in Arizona, Biden could be the first Democrat to win the state since 1996. Of course, the race is far from over, and many Trump voters are far from right of center. They're staunch conservatives who can't be swayed by incendiary statements or chaotic debate performances. These are the voters who helped lift the president to victory 4 years ago, and they're still here in 2020.
Hi, my name is Karen, and my last name is Smith.
I met Karen Smith in a suburb outside of Phoenix. She was waiting in a line of Trump supporters outside a local business where Vice President Mike Pence was about to hold a campaign rally.
Right now I'm in the shade, so that tells you a little bit about it.
Despite the 100-degree heat, Smith wore a neck gaiter that covered her nose and mouth. She says she takes the coronavirus seriously, but the president's handling of the pandemic doesn't concern her.
It doesn't.
It doesn't, even though the virus has killed 215,000 Americans, infected the president, and infiltrated the White House just weeks before the election.
Because we had a friend who recently got sick, who was also elderly, in the same age range as Trump, wore masks everywhere, kept his distance, like you and I are sitting way too close. I socially distance myself.
I can step back if you'd like.
Sure, if you want. I know you're trying to do an interview, but I am upwind from you. So those are things that I practice, is socially distancing. And I think Trump has done that. I've been to one of his rallies. They did temperature checks. A lot of us wore masks. And then when we were there, people are like, oh, they're not socially distanced. But as you got away from the stage, people actually socially distanced themselves.
It's interesting. The polls are showing Donald Trump behind Joe Biden. Interesting in a state like this, traditionally conservative. Do you think that'll hold up? Are you concerned that he might lose this state?
Yeah, but you know, you look back at the campaign against Hillary Clinton, and the polls were very much in favor of her. So when pollsters call me, I usually say I'm voting for the opposite. I'm not very honest in the polls. I don't know why. It's just I don't take polls very seriously. I do like data, but people can change their mind, and not everybody's going to be honest about who they're voting for.
But at this event, most people are pretty clear about it.
Hi, sir. I'm with NPR. Can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
So, first of all, can you introduce yourself for me?
Juan Baldonado.
Baldonado is a nuclear power worker wearing a Trump hat and a neon green shirt with the candidates' names emblazoned across it.
You know, I'm a far-right conservative. I don't believe in abortion, late-term abortion. It's just the far left has gone too left.
Now, I see your shirt. It says Latinos for Trump. We're in Arizona, a state where Latinos could help Joe Biden win the state. How do you feel about that?
I don't think so. I think a lot of Latinos are waking up, like the African-American community is waking up. They're tired of being misled and lied to and treated as pawns by the Democratic Party. Nobody really wants the EBT card and the Section 8 and all that. No, you want to pull your bootstraps up and work for yourself. The Republican Party will help you do that.
Yeah, so, but what would explain the fact that Joe Biden is looking pretty good in Arizona right now?
I don't think he's looking pretty good at all. I think...
I'm referring to the polls, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't... The polls are fake, too, you know. We'll just see what happens November 3rd.
If you're sensing a theme here, few people at this rally trust the polls, including Sylvia Reyes a little further down the line.
Sylvia Reyes, and you have a Trump 2020 mask on and a Women for Trump flag on
That's
your purse
right.
there. So I guess I know who you're voting for.
Exactly, sir.
Why so?
Because he's doing great for America and for Hispanics, Blacks, and everybody else. Blue, green, and purple.
Tell me more about that.
And I love him, and he's going to do great, and we're going to win again. And nothing they say about Trump will change my mind.
So let me ask you, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
You
no
say
question
yes
about
too, ma'am?
Yes.
What's your name?
Yes, Susan Thomas.
And why do you say yes?
Because my 401k is still better off than it was during all the Obama years.
That's right, mine too.
So your 401k, your personal situation is better. Do you think the country is in a better situation?
Yes, absolutely. He changed everything. I knew on the day he was elected, and I didn't expect he was going to be elected, I was there changing all my investments. And I don't have that much money. I'm a middle class manager, you know, for all my life. I never made much more than $50,000 a year. But I changed everything that day because I knew that pent-up demand was there. It was waiting for somebody. And if Biden's elected, it's going down the tubes.
What about the divisions in this country, though? Do you not blame him?
Who is doing the dividing?
You tell me.
I think it's the Democrats.
Starting with Obama.
Yes, absolutely.
Thomas later told me she's training to be a poll watcher on Election Day, one of 50,000 volunteers the Trump campaign is recruiting across the country to stand guard against voter fraud that election experts say just doesn't happen on a meaningful scale.
I'm willing to do anything for this man. I really am. And I haven't felt that way, even for Ronald Reagan.
Those experts say Trump's poll watchers could lead to voter intimidation or violence. So what does Susan Thomas think would solve the ever-deepening division in this country?
I think it's going to take a total upheaval of faith and people to come to realize that these freedoms are God-given. And yes, we are foot soldiers. We'll stand here, but we believe that the battle is won.
Amen.
It's God's battle. But it's my job to be faithful and be out here, and I will.
A few Trump voters outside of Phoenix. In the coming days, we'll hear from Democrats who think they have a shot at winning Arizona.